Bless the night and day.
Can we get a check check from everybody?
A check check.
Hello.
Good, y'all.
What's good?
Durant discussions
here.
Season 6. I'm Bryce.
I'm Tev.
And today we got a special guest.
Super, super special guest, man. Shit. My boy.
Thank you.
One of my best friends, man.
Appreciate you.
What name you want? You want your real name?
Shadon
June.
Appreciate
you. Mr. Amini, bro. My best friend since like 9th grade. Yeah, man, bro. Have you here, bro.
Appreciate you guys, man.
Great to meet you, man. Great to meet you. Just met you, what, like an hour, not even an hour
ago? FaceTime.
Welcome to the Durag Discussions family, dog.
Yeah, bro. Welcome
to having me, man.
Illustrious guest.
Yeah.
All right, man. You know how we start off every episode?
Yeah.
Every episode, we'll explain to you first.
Okay.
We start off with our mental state.
For the past 7 days.
Then we'll wrap it up with our past 24. Okay. So you'll catch the effect of what Durag Discussion does to you through a conversation.
Yep.
And you'll kind of understand more as to why the beginning is 7 days and the last part is
24 hours.
Okay.
So
you guys want to start that up?
Yeah, I'll open up. So shit, bro. Like we talked about prior to recording, I just feel like shit's like falling back into place, bro. Just like everything around me. Not even like just me and my stuff in regards to like me, but like my loved ones, shit is like starting to like smoothing out for them. So I get that shit like a 9.3, bro. 9.3.
I love you.
0 to 10 gauge.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, past 7. With football season being over, I'm back to my entrepreneurial mind state.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, schedule sweeps.
Back to work, trying to get back in the swing of things. But at the same time, you know, getting rest and really just feeling, you know, open to a lot more opportunities, a lot more doors that I could walk through right now, which I love about, you know, being a business owner and, you know, being able to make my own decisions. But then above all else, just life is good, man. I'm here.
You're healthy.
I got shelter.
Breathing.
I got health. Yeah. I got love.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, too.
And got time. You know what I'm saying?
So still young.
Straight out. So I would say right now, I'm at 8.5
smooth.
With room to move.
Yeah, for sure. Smooth with room to move.
So, all right. Well, appreciate you guys having me on, first of all.
Yeah, of course.
I would say this last week, man, I've just been making more of an effort because to see friends, hang out with family more.
Yeah.
I don't really do nothing too crazy, you know? Yeah. But I just appreciate the small things.
Right.
It's kind of been like consistent like that, you know? Just making an effort on my part and taking things as they come. So right. I would just rate this last week as 9 out of 10.
Love
crazy
it.
9 out of 10.
I love it.
Yeah.
Take things as they come.
Yeah, that's how you can do it.
Absolutely.
That's all you can do.
Hey, that's a great way to start this off.
Hell yeah.
You got our first topic, Tev.
Oh, yeah. Topic is just like being of the world and its ways. I can't even remember like what exactly like sparked this, but it was just, this came at a time when like so much shit felt like it was happening around. And it's so easy to get like pulled into like shit that is going on within the world type mm-hmm. shit, like stuff that you might not do on a regular basis. That's something that is like simple as like just being like ugly towards somebody, you know, like energy wise, you know, so I caught myself a couple times, like, I don't even like act like this. And I don't even like feeling like this. This is like being of the world, bro. The good book, like we quote so often, says be in the world, but not of the world. So I've just been trying to like stick to myself being somebody within this place and just like spreading love that way instead of being like of the world and letting like the outside influence what I got going on in my day to day type shit, you know.
Okay, I was just about to ask you to clarify.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
of the world, but not get what you're saying. Yeah. So,
what book was it that we were, or I was reading? We were reading because we read the same books. I want to say it was Seven Laws of Spiritual Success. Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And there was a part, or matter of fact, it wasn't. It was the Gita. So I was reading, still am. I took a hiatus.
Sorry.
I've been reading the Gita, which is Hindu scripture. One thing about me, like, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. So I went to LaSalle, and we had religion classes, and one of my, you know, the most interesting religion class I had was world religions. And seeing all the different religions and going through each one, whether it be Hindu, Buddhism, Christianity, whatever, was that they're all in the same, they all have the same purpose. Just different entities, but all under the same entity, if that makes sense. So all, in my head, all are saying, and really the purpose of all is to be peaceful, be loving, be caring, be kind, right? Yeah. And really just be a good person above all else. So I've been reading that scripture, and everybody just has a different name for God,
mm-hmm.
right? It's really just what your tradition and what your culture or whatever falls into.
It's also what you choose to make your God, you know? So
right.
If I want to go worship cardboard and make cardboard my God, cardboard is my God. If I want to
right.
worship sex, sex is my God. That
that's
is what
right.
I bow down to, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you put in that place on that pedestal.
Right.
But
yeah, so in the Hindu scripture, it has a different name for God. I think it's Krishna. It's kind of hard to understand. Like when I first picked it up, I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, I don't get these names.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of weird different names that I don't understand. But like, as I'm reading it, I'm starting to download it and like digest it a little better. But it was saying that before we're a body, we're a spiritual being, right?
Yeah.
And outside of us is this material world. So if we just think of ourselves as, I'm a person, I'm just a person, right? That's me speaking of myself in the sense of I'm in a physical setting and I'm affected by everything material around me.
Yeah.
When in all reality, we should be thinking within ourselves of like, I'm a spiritual being, I'm an entity that's, like our brain is one thing, but our mind, our thoughts, our heart is really what makes up us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Things don't happen to us, we happen
yeah.
outwardly, if that
makes
sense.
I get what you're saying.
You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how I downloaded that, digested that, what you said. But yeah, so is there a question in there?
Yeah, of course. You know, I always got questions.
Go ahead.
What are some ways that Well, what are some worldly ways that have like affected your life directly?
Can you repeat that again?
What are some worldly ways that have affected your life directly?
Worldly?
Worldly. Like worldly. Things that are of the world that have like you noticed have gotten pushed on to you.
That could like
in any way.
No, man, I just say the concept of death. Because like, you know, we all have a time, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And every second that's fleeting is another day that you can use to further yourself. Mm-hmm. Get in more tune with yourself, spend more time with friends and family. I think just that concept of like, you know, we're all here for a short amount of time and we got to make the most use of it. Sometimes a lot of people get scared and other people get motivated by that.
Right.
But, you know, it's really just enjoy it, man. You know, you got your responsibilities, but at the same time, you really got to make use of this time.
Yeah.
That's real.
Bro.
That's, I don't know. I can't say if that's worldly or not. Like, I don't know.
I feel the same way, probably just in different words. Mm-hmm. So like, I would say we all get caught in this cycle of we gotta survive. But not much time is spent living and enjoying life.
Yeah,
rather than, okay, bet, I made it to live another day and eat food and go to work and go back to sleep.
You take it for granted, bro.
Yeah. You take it for granted.
Extreme granted, bro.
And that's literally a pressure from the world.
Yeah. Like,
you have to be stable. You have to be set. So you have to work. Or you have to work hard and do this over and over again because that's the only way to survive. When in all reality, I feel like we've all found ways to live and be stable and secure yourself and survive through your passions.
I'm happy you said that because I was just getting ready to say, fuck, what was I just getting ready to say?
My fault.
Go back. No, you saved it. I said,
things like social media and these type of things, they really, really take a negative toll on a lot of people, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it puts you in that fear of missing out.
It's done that to me.
When you're just being here alive and healthy, it's enough. It really is enough, bro. People that, you know, got all this hyped up life on social media, it's not the case, man. It's really not the case. How you feeling deep within yourself, that's what matters.
Yeah. So that's what I was getting into. Like, worldly influences so easily tell you your stability should look like white picket fence. You should make 100K a year. You should have a dog, a cat, two
American
kids.
Dream in quotations.
Exactly, right? And everybody's stability looks very fucking different, you know, like very different. I think just sticking to what you really know and feel and like that first thing that comes to your brain in the instance of something, go with that motherfucker. You
know? Yeah.
For real. I get caught up in the sense of like overthinking because there's so many different things that are being considered in my brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm working on like pushing that shit out, you know, so I could just be more of in the world, not of this world, in the sense of where my thoughts start, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying like it's what Tevin wants versus what everybody else wants
exactly.
In your head. Is that what you're saying?
And it's, yeah.
And I think that's what like helps a lot of people stand out in terms of longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we were to follow the trends of what everybody else loves and what everybody else wants to do, right? I'll speak for just me and Tev because I don't know you that well yet, but we both know, I think on the last one or the one before that, we were like talking about a 9-to-5 and we were like, that's not for me. Yeah. He's like, that's not for me neither.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, if that's like my biggest conflict is like, if I don't do something I love, I'm not going to give my 100%. And that's just my personality. And I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to go with what everyone else is doing, I would sit at a desk and be in a cubicle somewhere right now till 5:00, you know, working for someone else.
Ooh.
But I just know that's not what I see for myself. Because I want to be out. I want to be doing different things. I've never been one to love the cycle of a schedule. Like, if I get too scheduled, I start to I'll start up here and it'll feel great when I start that. But then as I'm going, it's just like, why am I doing the same thing over and over again? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that fatigue sets in, not even physically, but mentally.
What's the journey been like to get to this point, trying to do your own thing?
Tough. I've
talked about in other podcasts.
Still working on that shit.
Yeah, still working on it. It's tough, bro. It's tough because, like,
because
everyone has, just how we said a few minutes ago, that there's like the norm, right? I'm in every single way possible, I've strayed away from that norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even when I was an athlete, people were like, oh, do you want to play in the NFL? I'm like, nah. I was saying that in high school, not even knowing how good I would be, how big I would be, whatever.
Yeah.
I was always like, nah, because I want to live where I want to live. They're like, but all that money. I'm like, all that money don't mean shit if I'm living in fucking Minnesota and I'm miserable and freezing my ass off every day.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, money has like, my dad's really instilled in me more than anyone that money is just an object.
It's a
materials are just a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those things can't make you happy because, like we said earlier, we're spiritual beings. We are fulfilled from inside, not from outside.
Exactly.
Right? So it's been fucking tough, bro.
You know, I hear some people say that.
But it's also liberating because I make my own decisions.
Yeah.
You know, the 9 to 5, 40 hours a week. But sometimes when I talk to people like yourself, they say they work more hours than that in a week. But it's for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, that is sometimes is way more worthwhile.
Yes.
Obviously, even though the included hours,
mm-hmm.
way more worthwhile
right.
than the 40.
And I'm able to, in those 40 hours, I'm able to do a podcast, do my business, coach football. While I'm working for someone else, it's still not an entire job. It's part-time, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm only working in the season,
right.
basically. And then I can recruit and things like that on the side.
It's not 40-hour weeks.
Then even with that, there's other endeavors and things that I can do. But then on top of that, I can move my schedule around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it's freedom you value above everything else.
Freedom.
Sure.
And I'm just a stubborn motherfucker. So people try to tell me like, you gotta be here, you gotta do this. And I'm like, nah.
No, I don't.
I really don't. Like, so that's just a blessing and a curse a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I'm also not one to point my finger and say, well, y'all did this to me, y'all did this, or y'all made me do this and da da da. Nah, I'm very like accountable.
Yeah. Get above the rise above.
Exactly. And I can't blame anybody else for the situation I'm in because I make my decisions and I connect with who I connect with and what I connect with. So I'm just really intentional about where I put myself.
Starts and ends with you.
Exactly.
With everything.
I got something that's going to take us like right where we need to be. It's like the last leg of this segment, though.
Perfect.
All right.
So this one is a little more difficult than like straying away from the worldly ways. This, I was thinking, all of this sitting here, it was like, how do you just not be of the family, but in the family of like your own household? You feel me?
I love that.
Yeah. That shit's fucking difficult.
Yeah.
At least for me, you know, just as
you know
a way.
How? You travel around, you experience different things outside of the family. Because then you can bring things that are valuable to the family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And different points of views.
But you got to expect that, you know, your parents might not change even with those new views. Because they're older. They might be saying their ways, you know. As we get older, what happens? We tend to become more of the same.
But you don't even need them to change. Just more of a, you just need their point of view to open.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even have to change. Just accept that this is my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of it is. Like, a lot of us will go, damn, like, my parents ain't ever going to change. Just fuck it.
Oh,
but
so
it's not about them changing. It's about you growing and making your own decision.
Yeah.
And all you need is for them to accept it.
Right.
Sometimes you don't even need them to support it. Just
so
accept it.
That's going into, I feel like, being of the family. Being in the family is like, I'm going to do what I want to do, whether you accept it or not. I'm not gonna let your views push on to like how I feel, how like presenting this idea to you on whatever level scale it is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I'm gonna do, mom, dad, brother, sister, and this is just what it's going to be, no matter what the track record is of what your family did leading up to, at least for me, I'd say like, in the sense of like bringing a girl home, right? That's like pretty big in a black household,
yeah.
You know, especially to come meet mom. I mean, not even just black household, period, right?
Yeah.
Just on how you feel like this girl should be presented to parents, how they should act according to what your parents have forced on you, to who your partner should be, what your partner should look like, what they should like make you feel like, you know, and really just like, I guess like breaking generational curses, or like not even like curses, but generational like
cycles.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. And not being scared to break cycles, you know, because obviously the other day, like we honestly haven't been here that long as people, you know, on this earth, we haven't been here that long, you feel me? And there's so much more.
We won't be here that
exactly,
long.
Exactly. But like a human being, all of this shit got invented, like everything around us got invented, what? Within the past 200 years, right? Everything you're looking around,
yeah,
got made 200 years ago, which ain't that fucking long ago, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So there's so much more for us to grow into and grow like away from, you feel me? Because this shit that's behind us, straight is behind us. Exactly. Like, get away from that shit. And not be discouraged bringing your whole self, your new self, new fucking traditions to the fam. Yeah. You know?
So then that brings us to the concept of parenting.
Yeah. This has been a couple weeks simmering.
Yeah. So I brought this topic up. I'm glad it actually fell right in a place like this, like it always does.
Yeah.
but a lot of us are judgmental of our parents and how they parent us or how they parented us. That's just the natural way of how it goes. Like we cannot be a parent and have not experienced that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That role, that responsibility.
Yeah.
But we're always quick to say, well, my parents did this and this and this, and I don't think that was the right way to do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So first, like, why do you think we feel as though, I think every child has had that thought.
For sure. For sure.
Why do you think we feel as though, and I have my answer just asking the question. why do you think we feel as though we can pass that judgment on?
I mean, we feel like, I mean, at least I feel like, we feel like our parents are so judgmental on us because of the way they like raise us up and like construct us into the people that we're in quote supposed to be.
Right.
It's so easy to flip the switch and be like, oh, well, you should have done this different, and definitely like point the finger opposite way in judgment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not even considering everything that they had gone through as youngins coming up. I'm a open up, be a little vulnerable, at least for the fam, about my mom and pop's upbringing. So my mom, she was raised, mostly by my great grandmother. So her grandmother, her mom, Valerie, she passed when I was two, but my mom's upbringing with my grandmother was like a music manager. So she had artists under her, so she'd be traveling all over. And that's hard as fuck for a fucking 8-9-year-old girl trying to make new friends everywhere, right? My grandfather was addicted to crack cocaine for a good period of my mom's life until she was 18. High school graduation day. That's when my grandfather was like, you'll never see me like this again. Because my mom was like, I'm not fucking with you. Like, you. Because he came to the graduation high on drugs. So her upbringing is very, very rocky. So when she was in my grandmother's house, my grandmother had like 13 foster kids, staying in the house in the fucking 3-bedroom on Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom has experienced all of this love, or seeing all this love get shown to these kids that don't belong to the fam. And she's like, where is like my love at? That I'm supposed to be getting from my parents.
Come on. That same house?
Michigan.
Wow. 394. Wow. Bro, okay.
So much has happened.
I literally just there.
Yesterday. Yes. Yeah.
Helping move out of there.
Exactly.
So that's wow.
Yeah. So that's how moms grew up. My pops, on the other hand, completely different. All my family from the South. So, you know, Southern upbringing back in the day, forget about anything that a child wants to do. Forget about it. You got no choice, literally no choice.
So what opinion?
Better not say, don't even think about opening your mouth, right? So my dad's side, my mom's side from South Carolina, dad's side from Georgia originally. So it's, you know, deep in the South shit. Pops grew up and, my grandfather was 15, 16 years older than my grandmother. He waited for her to turn 18. So they can move. Married her right when she turned 18, took her to Detroit away from the whole fam. So grandfather's controlling everything in the house already off rip. Pops grew up in a very like verbal, physical, abusive household. Love wasn't shown too often. Back in the day, as a man, you can't tell nobody but your wife you love them. Not even your son, daughter, nephew, niece, like none of that shit is flying. So Pops didn't experience much type of love, you know, went through a bunch of emotional torment. And I started considering these things of their upbringings as like I started getting older, like, oh, this is why they like snap when this happens. It's like unhidden triggers that they might not even know it's a trigger, but some shit that me, my siblings will do that they have seen happen before, that just hits a certain spot and that'll just make them go like way wing out to the left type shit, you know? So I've been trying to like get better on my approach to like judgment. I'll judge like not even in a negative light, just like on like the neutral light, like, okay, this is why you do this. I can't get mad at you for doing this because you know nothing else, because this is how you were raised. This is what you've seen.
Right. You know? We said two things in past episodes. It might have even been different episodes. We're learning from learners.
That's a great point.
We're learning from learners.
Yeah.
And then before our parent is a parent, why we judge them? Because we don't see them as a human before they're a parent.
Mm. Straight mom.
Mom said that on the podcast.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm a woman before I'm your mom.
Mom, straight up.
Period.
Yeah, like, period. There's no way around it.
It happened first.
Because prior to 22 years ago, she was a woman.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Right? So that's like, because we've only seen, literally, we come out, bet that's moms.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to see mom as for
eternity.
Eternity, right? Yeah. I've only seen you as a mom. I've only seen you as a dad.
I haven't seen you as a person. That's also going through your struggles. As a
person,
right? Yeah.
So I would say that's why we're so judgmental, because we're wrapped up in the fact that like, you're my mom, you're supposed to be doing this. You're my dad, you're supposed to be doing this. This is how you should have done it. But when I'm at school, what do you think they're doing? They're not being like, they're your parent, but they're not being a parent at that point. They're being an adult. They're being themselves.
Yeah.
Like they have to be themselves,
which is low key all they can
be. They're not there, exactly.
So no one's above the trials and tribulations of life, bro. Right?
No,
just because they're your mom and dad don't mean they don't have their own anxieties, their own worries, their own demons.
Yeah,
and I think it comes with age, bro. The older you get, like one day I was just chilling at the house, my parents were just sitting in the living room. I look at them, bro. My dad's starting to get gray hairs and shit. It's like he's human, bro. They're human, like, and you come to realize that they're your only set of parents. You love them how they are, you know. Take it as it comes.
It's irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. So, I was talking to my therapist.
Okay.
Right? I got into therapy this past year.
Yeah.
I think she just told me it's been like 4 months.
Okay.
5 months.
Yeah.
And she had brought up a point, I think it's from a book or something, and that she said the author was saying, there's this idea of giving 100%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a parent, we think, okay, my parents should give 100% as a mother, right? As a father. And really, in all reality, a lot of people will say, my parents could have done more, right? Or some people won't say that, right? And say, my parents did everything.
Or my parents did too much.
And right, so we think about it in the sense of 100%, right? If you're saying, in all reality, the capability of a woman or a man or anyone to be a parent is truthfully, you can only give 75 is that sweet number.
Okay.
Because 25% of the time, you still have to be yourself. Yeah. And that's the low end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's some super low end.
So there's really no 100% fully, right? So of course there's going to be room for improvement with anything, right? Yeah. Now, for those who think my mom did everything for me, like da-da-da-da-da, like if, a lot of people with single parents, right? My mom did everything. She was the dad. She was the mom. She was the cook. She was the breadwinner. She was everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now think, okay, let's say mom did give 100%. That means she was truthfully given 150%. She couldn't give that extra 50%. Therefore, then we see parents later on, once you get out the house, that extra 50%, they don't even know how to use.
Yeah.
Because they spend 100% of the time being that for you.
Yep. So it's like, what now?
So then you end up with a mom and we leave and we go to school, we do whatever, we go get a job, whatever, and we move out. They're stuck
with themselves, all over again.
And they've never really even been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because think about it, up to shit, we're still figuring shit out, right? In our 20s.
Yeah.
Say your parents had you in their 20s. They haven't found themselves, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Then they have you, and 100% of the time, they're being a parent for you. And they're, let's say they're given that 100%. And you feel like they did it all, right? You leave now. They're picking up from 20-something. Yeah. Trying to figure out, okay, who am I? What do I want?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I want because I've been worried about what my child needs, wants, everything else, right? Because that's a full-time job.
Straight up. Yeah.
So, what do y'all think about that?
It needs to be a balance, but me never being a parent before, I don't know how I could really, you know, advocate how to find that balance between being a parent and enjoying your own time and, you know, having plans for when your child is, you know, gone and stuff. So I think I'm gonna pass this on to you, man. You know what to say on that.
That was a lot of good stuff.
So let's keep it to that regular, like 75% to 25. That 25% you're being yourself, the 75 you gotta be a parent.
I mean, at least I can imagine like some people being lost, you know, like literally being completely lost. Like, okay, I don't need to go get dinner for these kids no more because it's just me and whoever else is like there with me. These ain't my kids no more. Like, these are my children, but they're not like. Mm-hmm. Right under me. So the responsibilities definitely switch as a parent.
Right.
You know, it's not like the every night cooking dinner type shit. It's more like weekly check-ins on some shit. You feel me? Like on some like whole different shit. Yeah. I'm going further and further away from answering this question. Ask the question again.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. But that takes a lot on their part. You know, they have to be ready for that as well because, you know, time flies. You know, your kids are going to be 18. They're moving out, going to college. You have to have that own introspection to know, like, okay, now what are me and my husband going to do? What are me and my wife going to do? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that's more on the child's part. I think that's more
on it's strictly on parent. Yeah, I should have done it with the kid.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. This is a hard-ass question, bro. This is a good-ass question.
Yeah,
got my brain working.
It's rough. Not rough, but like it's you picking up after, let's say, 18 years.
For some niggas, it's like fucking 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Because some people don't move out the house.
Because like, just how some parents don't know how to detach from being the role of a parent, some people don't know how to detach from being the role of a child.
Straight up. There's hella adults living on their own still leeching off their parents. Mm-hmm. You know? Whether, I mean, not to be in other people's business, I mean, I don't give a fuck, but like, niggas out there, parents still paying rent for a space that their kid is living in. Like, everything is still getting catered to. It's not much, I guess, adulting going on for that right. child, for that person. You're still being, like, taken care of, getting, like, sought after, getting taken care of and shit. You know, I feel like it has to be a healthy balance on both parts. I take back what I said, that it's all on the parents, because it's not all on the parents.
Yeah,
because if a parent...
You gotta detach as a child.
Literally, if a parent is trying to figure out themselves, but their child is still, like, knocking at they door, like, hello, I'm still here, and I still need the same attention. You know, even though it's completely different fields, I still feel like I need this attention. The parent now has to stay in parent mode to make sure that kid is straight if they want to, like, keep their mind straight as a parent, right? No matter how old the kid gets, damn, that's how shit gets like that gray area.
Yeah, I never even thought about something like this until I brought it to. It's a hard process.
We need to do our discussion.
Yep. Are we in the Squid Game?
Explain this question. Please explain this question.
in a few different like channels and avenues, right? So Squid Game.
Okay.
Is a show based out of North Korea. If you ain't seen this shit, it's on Netflix. But it's people playing a game for money, right? But it's like, if you don't pass, you die. So in real life, I feel like Squid Games is like, there's people in control, right? Government, mm-hmm. they keep throwing this fucking different fucking COVID variants at us, you know, cause that's where shit came from. Jesus. You know, the crime rates are definitely.
It's creative.
Bro, crime rates are increasing. Some people like put like the blame on like the government or like saying they're pushing violence back into the hood, but I'm like, the hood controls that. You know, like, so in the show, there are different like obstacles that people have to go through, like whether it's like sleeping at night or it's like gangs and shit, same shit in real life. Like Squid Game, you gotta be safe on the street because you don't know what the fuck's about to happen. Niggas out here straight tripping in Dina. Where there's
everywhere.
Everywhere, not even just out here. Yeah,
and I feel
everywhere.
Like it started with like when I was like in college and like late high school, the whole World Star era. Motherfuckers were just beating the fuck out of each other in public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it becomes now motherfuckers is really just hiding behind guns at this point.
Straight up.
Like, it's the pure fact that I got a gun because everybody the fuck else got a gun. Like,
why wouldn't you?
I'm not going to be a sitting duck.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be a fucking sitting duck.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I do have to protect myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about going and getting somebody. It's about
staying safe.
Right. If shit hits the
survival.
Fan, which is very possible, and it's a high probability at this point.
Out here.
Then I'm going to be in a situation where I can protect myself.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's like, I don't do no crazy shit.
Yeah.
I don't be on the block. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not selling nothing. I'm not
out there.
I'm not out there.
Yeah.
Right. Like there was a point where before all of this shit, like where, you know, I don't need a gun because I don't be doing shit like that.
Yeah,
like what the fuck I need a gun for?
Yeah.
But now it's to the point where it's like, nigga, everybody, I recommend everybody has a gun.
For
like,
sure.
Because people are doing shit that really sometimes don't even have a rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
Just, for fucking
it's
nothing.
Fucking road rage, and you gonna pull out a gun and start shooting. Like, so it's like, I might as well grab one just if somebody's shooting at me, I'm gonna have to shoot back.
Yeah.
Or it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I feel as though, I mean, we're in a time where anything can go wrong.
It's hectic. It's legit. Hectic.
It's like Wild West all over again type shit.
Whether it's with your peers, motherfucking higher, in quotes, higher ups, because they motherfucking human beings just like us. They just feel like they have more power over us just because of the place that they got put into. Whether it's even fucking internal battles of how to approach what the fuck is going on around you, you know? I don't know. I feel like we are.
I feel you. I definitely understand that. What you think?
I think there's definitely some things in the shadows that we will never know. You know, probably some really rich families, probably some shady government business.
But,
you know, at the end of the day, like, what can a single person do about that? You know, other than go about your day and do the best you can. Right. That thing you're saying about having a weapon on you, that's just a product of the times, man. You know, like, you just got to protect yourself. And I don't know, man. It's a deep thing.
In this instance, I feel like this is that's like on the like greener grass side of being of the world. You feel me? Like, I'm this motherfucker, like the rest of you motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you was gonna do. And if y'all got that thing,
right?
You gotta be wary about it.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
Because somebody else, like at this point, like I just feel like there's so many people and like killing, shooting, violence has become so regular.
Desensitized, man.
And everywhere, though. Like at first, it might just be in a war zone or in an inner city or, you know what I'm saying, in certain places. But now it's anywhere.
And everywhere.
Anywhere. Right. Like, I could be in Beverly Hills.
Get robbed on the
Anything
street.
Anything could happen.
Niggas
right?
get robbed on the street out there.
Exactly. Just
sitting there having dinner with their family.
Yeah.
Anything.
So they didn't walk up robbery. Yeah. It's like so many now.
So many different things getting thrown at you in this life right now. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
You know, leaving your house and making it back is one of the most underrated
blessings.
Right,
for sure.
It's crazy. Sure.
I was thinking about this the other day when I was on the freeway, bro. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good, man. Go for it.
Like, literally, everybody driving on the freeway has a destination that they want to reach, right? Some people out here don't give a fuck about or don't even consider other people
driving next to them, behind them.
Exactly. Exactly. Whether the interaction show, these niggas be driving crazy, hella close to cars, like you said, road rage, niggas getting out shooting. Like, this person had a plan to go somewhere else because they're in this vehicle that takes them to another place, you know? So I put myself in a place, I'm not going to fuck that up for nobody. You know, whether that's just me driving safe, me not getting too like furious and shit on the road.
That comes to like humanity, bro.
Literally.
That's what's been lost.
Literally.
At this point, is like, if I'm passing you two and I don't even know you, it's the lack of, I don't give a fuck what they got going.
Yeah.
I know what I got going.
Yeah.
And that's what all that matters.
Yeah.
And we hold that above what somebody else has going on without even being open-minded enough or, you know, having the humanity to just be like, okay, they're going through something too.
Yeah.
Nobody takes the time to think about someone else and what they're going through.
I agree.
And what they may have to go to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
That's a great point.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like that. Squid Game.
Yeah, thank you.
We in the Squid Game.
We in the Squid Game, nigga.
Yo. So we have a segment called Music Notes.
Okay.
And it's literally that. Music, pick a song, and what our notes are on it, and what those notes mean to us.
Like, the notes can be like the feeling of it, like how it makes you feel, how it makes your body feel, how it makes your body feel,
or the beat,
if you like the beat, if you like what they're saying, if you like the artist, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know I got one. This song is from one of my favorite artists, bro. Spotify told me, confirmed that it's my favorite, because he's my number one listen to in artists and like song category. It's my number one song too, called Silk Dishaka by Isaiah Rashad and Sid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a hella vibey song, bro. It's like a song of like him confessing his love to like a form of love being confessed through like this artistry. Yeah, this is Silk Dishaka.
I always got one. We gotta memorize. It's for the haves and the have wanna give a fucks. Hey,
I ride around in your car. I put my weed in your blunt. I am the sky to your star. I am the end of your month. You are the start of my day. You brought the smile from my face. I see the world from your eyes. You pull the door from my side. I know you love me. It's fair, I know you love me. But yeah, I know you love me. It's fair, I know you love me.
Yeah, super shocker. Please go listen to that. I saw Sun's tirade, bro. Should have been fucking Grammy nominated and award winning, but you know, it's politics. Yeah. But yeah, bro, I like the way that song just makes me feel, bro. Honestly, just like brings me like back down to earth. You feel me? Like after work, throw that bitch on. After a long ass day of whatever, I don't know, even a long night, morning of. Like, I need to just get a sense of gratitude, bring myself back down. I'll throw Silk the Shocker, bro.
Yeah. Straight up.
Just makes my heart smile. That's it.
I love it. Isaiah Rashad made 2 features on Music Notes.
Bro.
He on fire.
He gonna make a couple.
He on fire. All right. I'm bringing one back. This is Nascent. I really don't know how to say it. I really just be coming across shit. But this is a song. He's a producer, but on this one, he has BJ Chicago Kid and Ill Camille. And I'll play it. It's really straightforward.
Got vibes. It's a cool vibe today.
Minus the bullshit. Minus the bullshit. Oh, 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 oh. Minus the bullshit. Oh, oh, minus the bullshit. Minus the bullshit. Incidentally, I'm never shy about the moves, man. Boom, battling with a briefcase. Corporate hustle, sneak rhyming on my lunch break. Triple cleft test, wall to wall traffic. Yeah, it's back to the rap race. Raps in the jazz boy. Drove way to Port of Reds, Jackie Oxford.
All right.
Minus the bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do my research on some good songs.
Bet, yeah, yeah. Bet.
This, you guys. Good choice.
Thank you. So that one is one. First of all, the project is called Minus the Bullshit, Life's Great.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful song,
Chase. Yeah, that's fire.
I appreciate you.
Yours too, bro. Hey, Zero Shot.
Yeah. But so, I mean, above all else, that beat, the melody. Yeah. It just like it's just some shit that tells you like everything's gonna be okay. Yeah, yeah. Shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it just has that feeling to it.
Yeah,
and then to just add that minus the bullshit, like
just throw it out.
You know what I'm saying? Like life is gonna have ups and downs. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What.
There's gonna be bullshit.
Plenty.
And even with the bullshit. Even if you add the bullshit back in, life is still beautiful and it's still great. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why that's my pick.
That's a powerful song right there, boy.
You feel me? Woo. I love that one, bro. I love that one.
Give the album listen when I get back.
Yeah, no, for real. You got to. Like literally every song on that shit is just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the beats are ridiculous. The melodies are ridiculous. And then BJ Chicago, his vocals are just fucking
next level,
angelic. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no matter what he touches, bro, it's going to have that same exact effect, bro. No matter what he's talking about, BJ is a hood nigga if niggas don't know. Exactly. And he be talking about some hood shit sounding just like that, bro.
And that shit just like, even with his woo! Vocals in between the main point, it's just like, damn.
Yeah, bro.
It just gives you those chills.
You don't need to hear nothing else in that but that first 50 seconds, bro.
Exactly. And she bodied the verse. But even without that, if it was just that over and over again, the melody throughout the whole song, I'm cool.
Yeah, super straight. That's a fucking message right there, bro.
And I'm about to go bump that shit when I get back in the car, honestly.
When we end this app, but it's coming on.
Straight out. Straight out. But yeah, those are our music notes.
Damn.
For the episode.
That was a good music note segment.
We almost forgot it. That's the craziest part.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
So this is the Ungame.
I love this.
Ungame. It's random questions, literally. So if you look on our notes, the Ungame is in there before anything else.
Yep.
It was literally a big ass list of questions. And I pick four.
She just got chopped.
And I just take four, put it in. Take four, put it in the next episode. And every episode was mapped out.
Yeah.
With Ungame.
Are these like quick hitters or what's the deal?
They're quick hitters, sure. Like I mentioned earlier, I've been in therapy, right? And one of my sessions, we didn't talk. She just said, here, we'll just do this. We're going to play the Ungame. And I'm like, Ungame? Like, what is that? Like, she's like, they're questions. Random. You answer to the best of your ability. They could be heavy. They could be light.
Yeah.
But it's just they're just questions that take you to think.
Yeah.
On the spot, off the top of the dome.
Okay. I probably shouldn't have even looked at those.
You forgot to say something.
What we said? Oh, hey. Yeah. Going back to music notes.
Yeah.
We
do not
own
the
rights
to
the music
that we just played. At all, right?
We don't.
So don't even try no.
We do not own.
We don't own
the rights.
The rights
to
this
music.
Shout out, tell them
they don't own the rights to this music.
Not they. We.
None of us.
I'm part of this shit. Don't get me caught up.
We don't want them coming for you on your first appearance.
Yeah, real.
That's not a good look.
Nah.
You ain't never coming back after that.
Yeah, but sorry. Come
All right. We're going into the Ungame. Complete this sentence. My favorite time of day is blank because blank.
Early morning, like 5:36. The day's just getting started. You wake up, you feel like everyone's, you know, already sleeping in, but, you know, making your bed, doing your hygiene routine, getting ready for the day, you know, it puts you in a good mood for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
So that's me. What you got?
Yes, sir.
I second that. I'm more like 5:36. You said what time?
5:36.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sun's coming up.
Yeah. Couple reasons. Like you said, the world is still seemingly.
Yes.
You don't hear the freeway because niggas is close to the freeway. You don't feel everybody's energy just exuding into the atmosphere, bro. It's like you're setting the mold for what the day is to bring. You feel me? Whether as if you wake up at like 8, 9, shit's already moving.
Jumping right in
all around you. Everything's already moving. You feel me? So when you get like, it's like you get to grab control the earlier you get up. So that's my favorite part of the day, definitely.
I feel that. No, my favorite time is definitely time of day is, I don't know about 5:36. I say morning in general.
I love it.
Yeah, because like it's a fresh start.
Bro.
You got a fresh body, you got a fresh mind. Yes. Your eyes are just now opening and set. Like, so I would definitely say, and especially just having the freedom that we spoke about earlier, like the world is open now. Like it's whatever I want it to be. And that's
another
a blessing.
Chance.
You know what you get to do in the morning? You get to minus the bullshit.
Minus the bullshit. Ain't no bullshit yet.
Yeah.
It ain't got to you.
Yeah,
that's the beautiful thing about the morning. There ain't no bullshit yet.
It's already minus, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's negative.
Without a doubt. Got the next question?
Tell about a time you were teased.
Man, I got teased. Because I'm a pretty lengthy guy, man. So
well, we know.
I get teased on that, but it's mostly coming from people I know. friends, you know,
like loved ones.
Anyone else that tells me, it's like, oh, I'm cool with my body, man.
Yeah.
I don't really take it to heart like that, but I would say this is more like a regular thing, but nothing that, you know, gets to me like that.
Same thing for me, but in the sense of athletics. Like, as I was getting recruited and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Let's see what's...
People be like, oh, you're small. You're tiny. I'm like, would y'all just look at my fucking highlight tape?
Yeah, just look at what I'm doing.
Why does it matter? Yeah. Like, if I'm holding my own out here, it shouldn't... Nobody should give a fuck.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I hated being like...
They're looking for an out, bro.
Exactly.
They're looking for outs. Tevin knows. When we hooping, bro, there's only a few people that can stick me.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Very few. And like,
if I go to the gym, I don't know. They're not picking me up, bro. Yeah. But after two games, it's like, okay. You know?
Right.
I don't know if it's the same football, but...
Yeah.
We don't play much pickup football. As we do like pickup basketball.
Yeah, set it up.
But a second time I got teased. You tease all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a regular thing.
Yeah, it's regular. But like, no, I just brush it right off the shoulder. But to answer the question, like, ooh, I got one. My little cousins. Little cousin is ruthless. I went over to my auntie house and they got on pants, right? All day, switching to some shorts. Mm-hmm. And they didn't put no lotion on the legs.
Why
your back so ashy? The fuck you ain't
that ashy? Tear him out.
What? Oh, but your legs ashy. You ashy. Like, your breath stink, man. Fuck you.
I feel like this question, you can only be teased if it gets you.
If you consider it teasing, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you just brushing it off, it's like, okay, it's whatever, you know? It's
but whatever. Like, people want to outsource this. Niggas ain't just going to tease
me.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You gotta get to know
well, that's now, though. But let's think about it's a time you got teased. Oh, yeah. It's a time it might have gotten to.
Oh, yeah, I was scrawny ass motherfucker.
So I could think of, I know, you know how Loma Alta was after school broke.
Gee, that shit was a fucking wreck.
It was like.
Dude, you getting on each other or what?
What?
You can't sit down wrong.
The damn counselors would get on
what,
you.
What, bro?
Cause they're all like young 20s, like.
And like older cousins.
Yeah, like, they'll rip on you easy, but I remember one time. Like that, I had bad sunburn, bro. And my face was bumpy, peeling.
Yeah.
And it was like one of them days where you get, you like, bro, I don't even want to go to school. I don't want nobody to see me.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember like getting an argument with somebody and they're like, shut your bumpy ass face up. Like, shut your ass up. You look like a fucking avocado or some shit. And I'm like, bro, that shit hurt me to my soul.
I remember exactly what they said. Because
I think, like, Loma Alta was the after school program. So I got all the way through the day without nobody pointing it out or saying nothing. But that motherfucker aired me out. Yeah. I don't even remember who it was, but I was just like, fuck. Like, I think I just went, like, away from everybody at that point. Like, yo, I just don't even want nobody to see my face. Yeah. Like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even think of another time, honestly.
Shall I answer you?
For real, though.
The next question?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Bryce, how would you feel about being an organ donor?
I never thought of no shit like this.
Damn.
Never gave it a second thought.
Nah. Oh, you said Bryce. Let me shut up. My name is not Bryce.
If I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
If it means that I'm helping someone else live and get a second chance or another, a third, fourth chance, so be it. Like, I don't need it no more.
People survive with one lung.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, it's not. I've seen people that lift, run, do cardio, heavy cardio with one lung.
Mm-hmm.
They do, you know?
No, definitely. I'm not opposed to it. I'll do it for sure.
I agree.
You never answered how you feel.
How do I feel? I feel good about it. I don't see if that means I'm giving somebody
a chance.
Right.
Giving somebody a chance.
Yeah.
Well, opportunity to live.
That you were talking about. Right.
How do you think they're feeling? They're like, man, I really hope I get a healthy lung. You know, maybe I can get another chance of life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
How you feel? Your eyes got big over there.
Scared. Honestly. Because there are some people that don't survive off of one organ.
I didn't know that.
Niggas die.
Do they die off these type of transplants?
If it's due to, like, people die through, like, the procedure type shit. know, shit could go wrong. Mm. You know,
there's always a possibility.
It's always a possibility of shit going wrong. You know, I don't know what the probability of it is, but it's right there, and I feel like that shit should be my head beneath the feeling good part. Because you know, if I'm here being able to help, like a physical piece of me, not even just like a mental piece that I get to pass on to people, like knowledge, but like a physical piece of my being,
right,
can extend it out to give like more life to somebody else. Yeah. I feel good.
Yeah.
Is it a part of God's plan? I don't know.
Yeah. But it never comes to that, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd give it to him. I'm going to be selfish right now. I don't know if I'd give it to a random person.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that too.
No. You know, this question, if you guys passed away, does it even matter at that point? Those organs?
Well, yeah,
I think they can still, if you pass away, you can still give. That's what I was thinking, actually.
I was confused. I was thinking of
if I pass away, yeah, you can
take like dead?
Yeah. No more.
I'm thinking of like living.
Oh, no. I would only do a living if it was somebody close to me.
Yes.
That's exactly what my brain
is. Yeah. I didn't know if it was alive or dead with this question.
But. So if I go.
I'm sorry?
Go.
Oh,
yeah, oh okay.
This question, I might go first, though.
So like, if I'm dead, bro, I mean, I guess I wouldn't get cremated anyway. Should burn my body up. Take whatever you need. If it's gonna,
is there a reason for that?
I just don't like the traditional way of like burial.
Okay,
you know, it's just not something I
feel you. Don't put me in no $1,000, $3,000 casket.
Yes,
save that. Gone. Save that money and put it towards y'all. Keep it.
As I've grown through this pandemic, I've gotten more accustomed with the whole thing of death, right? Just made me start thinking about shit different, right? So I'm talking about like when I pass on, for whoever listens to this, way later down the line,
way later,
this is what I want back, right? So I mean, shit, fuck it, take whatever you need out of my body, cremate me, take me into the fucking ocean, spread me out.
Mm-hmm.
Spread me in the ocean, bro. I'm a sailor, bro. Let me sail the rest of my life. At least the physical part.
That's it.
You know?
Right.
I don't want to be under the ground.
Nope.
But.
Gentlemen, this question, I'm going to go first, but what kind of emergency scares you the most? And I know it. I'm that call. That call is coming that one day, you know, someone I love, someone I care about.
Ooh.
Some shit's gonna happen, bro. And I hope that I'll be ready, but like, you can never be ready
for
that type of situation.
Yeah.
You know, I think about it sometimes, and you're going about your day normally, and you never know when it's gonna happen. You know what I mean? And it's gonna put you in a blank stare for a couple of seconds. I see it. You know, you just gotta live your life.
Sure, even a fucking blank stare for a couple weeks, months.
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, but that's mine. Man. Yeah.
Oof. Dude, that one
this is a
cake.
Heavy one. Yeah.
But I was thinking about, like, nothing else would really, you know, when it comes to loved ones, bro, it's different.
I'll say it's definitely in the lines of, like, my loved ones, but, like, me not being able to do anything for them within that space of emergency. You know, if it's, like, out of my hands or, like, I won't be able to get to them physically to like help them get to another place or like actually help them on the spot.
Having to just wait for
just like being away like from it, you feel me? And like knowing the information.
Feeling helpless.
Exactly. Yeah. Feeling helpless with the numbers.
That's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I second both of those. I feel like those fall about on the same lines, but I definitely second.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
You all agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one was easy, yeah, heavy.
Yeah. Some light but heavy.
Right.
It's the things that people don't want to, you know,
yeah,
get too deep in. Shall we introduce you?
So, last thing we wrap up with.
Okay.
Well, second to last thing.
Yeah.
Lifestyle tip, advice, challenge, or shout out. That you may have put something positive out into the world.
Any of those things, whatever.
Stop living comfortably.
Ooh, I love
Stop it. Living comfortably, bro.
Give me two.
Everything you want is on the other side of fear, bro. Mm-hmm. You want that lifestyle, you want that girl, you want that money. You know, you gotta get out your comfort zone. And Tevin knows that I've been dealing with this for a long time.
Yeah.
So I've been, you know, working on that. And this goes back to that life thing, man. Like, when it's done, it's done.
Right.
Do you want to be on your deathbed thinking, like, what could have been? You know? That's the worst. That's what that's worse than death. You know?
Straight out.
That's what you guys.
I feel like, too.
I love that.
That was good.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, the funny thing about that, I'll go after you.
Yeah, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment, that's all.
I'm gonna give a shout out. Okay. And a challenge, all in one. And a tip, I guess. It just fell right into all of them.
It's in the umbrella.
So shout out to people living outside their comfort zones. So that's something I also struggle with, for real. Being an open book with women, like, it's easy for me to, like, stay in, like, the comfort of, like, the conversations that I'll have, right? Not trying to, like, push myself, over-exude myself.
Advance.
Exactly. On, like, considering how other, I talked about this on here, how it might make the other person feel, how they're perceiving it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to people who aren't giving a fuck about that shit, right? Tip and challenge. Stop giving a fuck.
Yeah.
100%. Yes, sir. All right, mental state for the past 24 hours. So this is the part we're talking about.
Yeah.
That decompressed. So after having this conversation, how much better do you feel?
Much better. Because, well, thank you guys.
Thank you, bro.
Last 24, man. Just a bit nervous, you know, some anxiety because I'm doing things to step out. You know, I'm talking to more girls, trying to spend time with more time with friends, more than I usually do.
Yeah.
Going out by myself because, man, you can't really wait on people. You know what I mean? Like, you want to go out here, you want to do this. Someone's not going to be with you.
Sometimes you got to take yourself on a date.
Straight up. That's what I'm saying, self dates are fucking underrepresented.
If you enjoy your own time, how much, like, better would your life be?
Yeah.
Would you wait on, you know, if you wait on people, you're going to be waiting forever.
For
you. You know what I mean? That risk you want to take, that thing you want to do, do it now.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
And good things will come to you.
100%, bro.
And you're more, when you're not waiting, the more you wait, that's more time you waste in, you know what I'm saying, enjoying the moment that you're in.
Perfect.
But if something just comes up and just, boom, it's in my life, great. Oh, great. That's dope.
Yeah.
And I was already good before I got here.
Exactly. Now I'm still good.
I love that. I love that. So what's your number?
My number on a scale of 10?
Go 8. 8 and last week on scale. All right, 24 hours. Ooh. Oh. I've had a good ass last 24, bro. As I mentioned earlier, like, shit really is seeming to, like, get back into place. Whether it's, like, outside shit or, like, shit that I actually enjoy doing, like, on my own. It's just things are just getting back to what feels good. Like, what feels comfortable. In a sense, it's good to be, like, this comfortable feeling, right? It's like a home feeling. I get that shit a 10, bro. I've been up, and this is a booster, but I feel, like, you know, way better, bro. Good.
I would say I got my rest, you know what I'm saying, coming off football season in these past weeks and just kind of rebounding back. And I feel the productivity coming back. I'm up and moving a lot more.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm at a 9 now.
I knew you was gonna say 9. Average of 9, bro. Average of
9.
Yeah, bro. I say that 10 because, like, money is tight right now. But I didn't even consider like money being tight. Like money is being spent that I had no intentions on like spending, you know, because I feel like I need to have control over everything that goes out, right?
Preach.
Like shit is just like flowing out unintentionally. And me just being in a place that feels good of like, okay, so what? You know, it's always going to come back.
It
always is going to come back. It always works itself out. So just not stressing over funds, you feel me? And not even like considering that into like what is affecting my mental for like the past 24 hours. You feel me? That just...
It's a good spot to
bro. It's about to be. I just want to put this out in the atmosphere that this just is something that just grows to be like a part of my life, not just like a part of my day or week. Like just life.
It was straight out. Hey. Let's do our discussions.
Yes, man. It's terrible.
Season 6.
Episode 8.
Or is it 7? 7.
And a half. Whatever. Oh yeah, because we went up and then go back. We still gotta add one more to
Season 7.
Yeah. Safe.
So?
Episode safe.
Yeah.
It was fun, guys.
Hey, like, thank you.
We enjoyed it, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. This is crazy.
I loved your perspective.
For real.
Appreciate it. And it was perfect. We needed another voice.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. It all was aligned.
Literally. Literally.
You weren't even supposed to be on.
You weren't supposed to be here.
When I come back, man, this music note thing, I have some feedback.
Good. Good. Bet that.
Because I didn't know you had something like that, but I got you.
Yeah,
we're coming back.
Yeah, thank y'all for listening, man.
Thank y'all for listening.
Share. Yeah, all right.
Stingy motherfuckers. Share.
Stop being stingy, man.
Share something. This is Durag Discussions, man. I'm Bryce.
Tev.
Sean.
And we out this bitch, man. See y'all niggas in the fucking whenever week.
Yeah. In the Durag Discussions week. Literally. We'll see you.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yay!